This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Doug is taking a little sabbatical here for a few minutes. He'll join us later on in the hour. And going to see what's the important stories in your day and what you're waking up to on a Monday morning. And
let's get to with the big one first, Rich. National Junk Food Day today, by the way.
It's National Junk Food Day.
Celebrate. Yes, there is a day, which I think, by the way, should never be on Monday, because Monday is a day when you're actually good on your diet. You know, you're like, oh, I'm going to start fresh and clean on Monday, and you're going to be really good.
And then by Friday, it's all downhill.
Yeah, now it's National Junk Food Day. Come on. Make that a Saturday, people.
I will make the case for making Monday the National Junk Food Day.
Why?
You need the sugar. You need the caffeine.
To get going?
Yeah, you need it all.
But you're so not a girl, though. Every girl knows that you start your diet on Monday.
I got you, but you know.
Mondays stand for misery, the two M's, you know?
All right, so Monday, what's happening? You know, for me, one of the big things that's going on is this whole the Russian separatists who have shot down this Malaysian airliner, and just the effects that that is going to have on life. And one of those things is the TSA. And we, although they love to have an excuse to jump into our lives a little bit more, and it looks like they're going to have a security fee on airline tickets rising today.
Yeah, there travelers like that are doing nonstop flights or long layovers. They're the ones that are going to notice the biggest change with this. The current fee is $2.50 for a nonstop flight, or $5 for a connecting flight. Why they do that, I don't know. New fee will be now $5.60 for all flights, with any connection longer than 4 hours counting as a separate flight. So is that because you're in the airport longer and they have to protect you? Is that what that's all about? I don't think I understand why
it's all
a layover time is a calculation.
Yeah, they can't manage the money, and they just need any excuse to raise the rate.
It's unbelievable. Congress approved this, too, by the way. So we should write
did.
And thank your local congressman
right.
for that. To help reduce the deficit, TSA is getting pounded by more than 300 comments, obviously, over the weekend. People upset, complaints that these fees are just getting out of hand. So, there you go. You can continue to comment, by the way, if you'd like to add to their website. You can go to their website and put your feelings down until August 19th. I'm sure they're going to take everyone into account.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's just any time that you see them charging more and they cannot validate the raise in the prices. Okay, what are you doing that constitutes a price hike?
I don't understand. Like, okay, so here's the thing: if you're getting charged, everybody now is going to start getting charged today $5.60 for any flight for this TSA security fee. I don't understand why, if you have a connection for 4 hours in New York City, that's not your fault. You're going to have to now pay whatever $5.60 times two is. I'm guessing that's almost $12, guys. That's a lot of cash.
You put that on with your bag.
Now you have to buy water, and now you have to do all these. Like, I mean, you even have to pay for your carry-on on some airlines.
All right, so
not cheap to fly.
Let's jump over to this MH17 crash that happened last week. The UN is going to, the Security Council is expected to vote on a resolution demanding international access to the eastern Ukraine crash site of the Malaysian airliner.
And I'm sure they're just going to say, oh, folks, you voted to demand it. Come on in. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Good luck with that. Remains unclear whether Russia would block the move. So I was reading over the weekend and listening to an interview about how this may affect our airfares.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently there's a quote-unquote gentleman's agreement between all governments and commercial airliners that no commercial airline is to be touched. So much so that even during Vietnam, Air France had a daily flight into Hanoi.
Right. Like, and this is like just, it's kind of the truce agreement. Nobody touches the airliners.
Right. Nobody touches. Okay. So now, because of insurance companies, the airlines are going to be basically forced, not by law, but by insurance rates and companies demanding that they stay away from any conflict zone. So then you think, okay, I have to reroute this flight path.
Right.
And I have to send it over to, 500 miles out of the way. Well, what does that do to the flight? Does that flight now have to land somewhere and refuel?
Right.
Do you and make it a connecting flight?
Now?
Yeah. And,
but you know what? This goes along with...
And what does it do to your connecting flight? Now, all of a sudden, these connecting flights that have been planned for years are... So this could have a ripple effect into everybody's airfares.
And, you know, but this is a really, I mean, something you have to think about. Because, you know, in the past, we've had wars with varying countries or, you know, different factions. But now it's almost like you're in a street mentality war. You've got all these different separatists. And
right.
People not
there
necessarily.
Are no more rules.
Yeah, and they're not going to follow any rules. They don't even know the rules to begin with.
Although these guys thought they were shooting down a government plane. And they were just like, oops. But, yeah, I mean, it's guerrilla warfare now. And there are no rules. And apparently there are also flights that fly over northern Iraq still. And what did they say? Oh, think about how often we fly over Cuba. I fly over Cuba every year when I go to Colombia.
That's true. You pass right over.
I wave to it.
You wave to it. But Cuba, come on. We just need to be able to lift those sanctions. I mean, I don't know why we don't get to just go to Cuba now.
Yeah.
It's a little outdated.
Yeah.
I want to go see where Ricky Ricardo's from.
Well, and they would be absolutely crazy to fire on us for any reason whatsoever. So they know we could just blow that little island right out of the sky, so they wouldn't do anything.
Fireworks.
All right, so coming up on Good Day, there's a great story here. Lawmakers around the country are going to try and live on minimum wage for 1 week. I hope they make a reality television show out of that.
That'd be great.
And we're going to talk about that coming up on Good Day. It's 14 past the hour.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita. Morn and win.
Do you remember when summer road trips meant loading up the family in the car and playing hours of I Spy and License Plate Bingo?
I found Alaska!
America's Best Value Inn invites you to share stories and photos from memorable summer trips now through September 15th at americasbestvalueinn.com. You'll be entered for a chance to win free stays at any of our 1,000 hotels, gift certificates from TA and Petro stopping centers, and other fun prizes. Share your memories and make your own this summer at America's Best Value Inn.
I Spy and APVI!
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
We're
all working for a living. It's 17 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. And we work hard.
We do. For almost minimum wage, by the way.
Almost.
I'm serious.
Almost. So lawmakers are trying to give live 1 week on the minimum wage, Jennifer. Why?
All right, here's who's involved. You ready? It's former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland.
Yeah.
It's U.S. Representatives Jan Schakowsky. How do you say her name?
Schakowsky, yeah.
Schakowsky, pretty good, right? It's Keith Eliason, and it's Tim Ryan. They're going to try living on minimum wage for 1 week as part of the Live the Wage Challenge. They will chronicle their experience on social media and on the website www.livethewage.com. Now, keep in mind, these are all Democrats, it looks like. So they've been wanting, the Democrats have been wanting this as an initiative to raise the minimum wage across the board. They'll chronicle their experience on social media. Like you said, you can follow them as they go through their whole little deal. Economists believe that raising that minimum wage is going to discourage job growth, although 13 states that raised their minimum wages at the beginning of the year are adding jobs at a faster pace than those that did not. That's according to the Labor Department. Mm. I think you have something here. If we make this a reality show,
yeah,
we need to put them all in a house together, have their lives taped like the real world. Be awesome. You know, instead of going to these fancy dinners, they'd have to go to, like, you know, Sizzler or, you know, Coco's, one of those lower-end restaurants. I think it'd be great.
I'm sorry.
With a coupon.
With a coupon, a little Olive Garden action.
Yeah.
Everybody should have to live on minimum wage. It's a character building.
I did live on minimum wage when I was 17.
Right.
When I was 18, yeah, I lived on minimum wage. That's what those jobs are created for entry-level positions into the job market, for summer positions into the job market. Having a congressman go out and pretend that they're going to live on minimum wage for a week.
The way they're accustomed to.
Is a total farce. Is a laugh. Oh, it drives me crazy. Since when did this country become start here, work hard, move your way up, live the American dream, the middle class, the homes, the 2.5 kids, and the dog, and the white picket fence, to I'm going to live on minimum wage? And this is why they are seeing job growth, because we are creating more bad jobs.
Right.
Instead of creating good jobs that actually pay you a living wage or helping people move into living wage positions, we are creating more positions and more circumstances where families have to live on minimum wage.
And this may not be popular, but for me, the minimum wage thing is all about motivation. If you want to improve your situation, you find something that's better, you work a little harder, you gain more skills, maybe you go back to school, you work ahead for that next position, you work ahead for something else, because minimum wage is the minimum. It shouldn't be the average. It should be, like you said, it should be what you start with. It should be how you break in. And the motivation is to get that bigger, better thing that you want. And you keep moving forward, and that's the American dream, and you want to keep going and going and going. And this is just encouraging people to let the government take care of you, and you say, well, you know what? You don't really want to go back to school. Just stay here. Here's another couple bucks
right,
an hour.
Right. My first job in radio, I made $5 an hour. $5 an hour.
I still make $5 an hour in radio.
And I, okay, great. That job taught me some skills, which was able to get me into another job that got me $12 an hour. And then another one, and then another one. And I've been at the same job for almost 20 years now. And I'm still at, you know, $12 an hour. But yeah, that's what it is. So work hard and make more money. That's the American way. 21 past on good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document?
Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
And if you're wondering what this all is leading to,
hey Jen.
Hey Rich.
I wanna make it with you.
Aww. So tuned in together.
I really think we could make it.
Yeah, absolutely. 23 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day without Doug Steffen. He's off just taking a little rest for about a half hour or so. Be back with us here. Jen, Rich, and Ken got you covered for a while talking about the big music this week in 1970.
Jumping in the way. I was minus machine. 8. How old
you were
you
minus
guys?
8. I was 6. Well, no, I'd have been 5 at this time.
And Ken, you were...
I was almost 5.
Yeah,
all right, so at number 5, we got...
I'm picturing you guys in your tough skin right now.
Tough skins, maroon tough skins.
That's hot.
That was the color,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, with my tough skins, I remember falling off of my skateboard going down Treadway Road.
Who cares?
Landed on my side and just rode those tough skins for about 30 feet. Got up, jumped right back on, and ready to go. Those things protected me. All right, so David Gates here with Bread 1970, the number 5 song. And then I was showing my kids at dinner last night what a young Michael Jackson looks like.
He didn't know.
Save me. Number 4 this week in 1970, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5. One of the best pop vocal song intros of all time. This week, number 3, 1970, Freedom Pain.
All that's left is a band of gold. All that's left of the dreams I hold is a band of gold and the memory of what love could be if you were here with.
Number 3 this week in 1970, Free to Pain, Band of Gold. Love me some number 2, Ken.
Yeah.
Three Dog Night. Also done by Wilson Pickett. never told me not to come.
Open up your window.
I like this one. I can get behind it.
Most people go for the $3 night for the joy to the world.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool.
And a cigarette you're smoking. I'm scared you have to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Open up the window, sucker. And the number one song this week in 1970, Dudley is going to be sorry you missed this.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Do you guys want to skip and hold hands?
Close to you. The Carpenters.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Man, if there isn't anything any sappier than this.
That's it.
Yeah, but she had an amazing voice.
Her voice.
Yeah, her voice is beautiful.
It's just honey.
Yeah.
You walk by just like me.
One of the tragedies, I mean, usually you're used to seeing these guys go like Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin, and you hear you want his bulimia and anorexia. It's just a shame. Karen Carpenter and the Carpenters, number one this week in 1970. It's 28 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, having done my radio show for many, many years, I often get questions from listeners about their elderly pets. The question usually is, Warren, what should I do if my older dog or cat is suddenly behaving differently? Well, the first thing you should be doing is taking your dog or cat to the veterinarian. Very often, when you notice changes in an older dog or cat's behavior, it could be due to a medical reason. For example, they could be having trouble hearing, so they're not responding to you the same way. Their vision could be impaired, causing them to withdraw from you. It also could be just that their mouth hurts them for their teeth and gums, and they're unable to eat the way they used to. You know, when you have a dog or a cat, and they're younger, taking the dog or cat to the vet once a year is a great idea. But as they get older, it's really important to make sure your visits are more frequently. With the modern advantages of veterinary medicine, many problems can be tackled and resolved by catching them early. So if you notice any difference in your dog or cat's behavior as they get older, the first phone call should be to your veterinarian. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
On March 3rd last year, Henry W. faced his own death with incredible courage. He wasn't in an accident. He wasn't ill. He wasn't in any danger. But he faced this reality head on. If he died, his wife and children wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage, make the car payments, or keep up the life they'd had. His family would lose everything. So he picked up the phone and called AIG Direct. He found out that through AIG Direct, he could get a $250,000 life insurance policy for less than $14 a month. Now, he knows that he's helped make his family's future secure, no matter what happens to him.
Protecting your family with coverage through AIG Direct is fast, easy, and incredibly affordable. Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now.
1-800-416-0810. That's 1-800-416-0810. 1-800-416-0810.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
33 passing out. Doug Steffens, good day. Get up, get on your way. It's Monday morning. It's time to roll out. Stretch it out. I know.
Are you okay? It sounds like you're in pain a little.
Yeah, I know. It's Monday, man. I know how everybody feels. It was tough getting up this morning. Long, busy weekend.
Yeah, you were like at the Nats game or something, right?
Went to the Nats game on Saturday night. Went fishing yesterday with my son. Then went out to Montgomery County in Maryland. Had dinner with my parents and my brothers. And yeah, just all kinds of stuff, man. I'm almost glad Monday's here. That was too busy for me. I couldn't take it.
You need a break. You need the weekend here for a break.
Yeah, speaking of needing a break, it looks like R.J. Reynolds might need a little bit of a break, Kenny.
Yeah. Well, they're going to get an appeal, but this was big on Facebook over the weekend. But it got buried in the news because it happened late on Friday. There's been a trial going on in Florida. A woman has been suing R.J. Reynolds tobacco because her husband, who was a smoker all his life, died at the age of 36, about almost 20 years ago now. And she's been battling them since then. And the jury came back, found that, and they said that R.J. Reynolds was negligent, that they knew that cigarettes caused were dangerous and caused disease, and they awarded over $23 billion in punitive damages.
Doesn't everybody know that cigarettes are dangerous and cause disease?
Well, I mean, that's what I was just running through, $23 billion.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
That's a ton of money, man.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, but you have to punish them with something that makes
that
a difference.
Hurts.
If it was just
right.
A few million,
$5 isn't going to do anything.
They'd put it on their Visa card and move on.
Well, so let's think about this now. So the guy was 36. He started when he was 13, so that's 23 years ago, in 1996 and 1973. I would say in 1973. I would say in 1973. No, people didn't know.
Right, and so that maybe is the excuse. By the time you're, I mean, if it were something in the 90s,
right.
You're right, everybody.
If you started smoking when you were 13 years old in 1989, 1995, something like that.
You knew.
I'd say get lost, you knew it. That doesn't make it any better what the tobacco companies do, but it's a personal choice then, and you know.
A long time ago, they would say how they would tout the health benefits of cigarettes. Remember?
Right. You've seen the commercials where some doctor comes on the screen as all physicians they smoke, Camel cigarettes because it's the better tasting, better for you cigarette. Please.
And in this case, the widow said that her husband tried to quit. He couldn't. He smoked up until the day he died.
My dad did.
It's so addictive.
Yep, my dad could not quit.
My grandmother had, it was dying of congestive heart failure. She was on oxygen all the time, and even with oxygen in her home, she was still letting up. I mean, it's amazing that she didn't just blow herself up. I mean, she smoked until the day she did, she couldn't anymore.
Yeah, and hey, your grandmother, my dad, yeah. My dad started smoking in, I don't know, the late 50s or something.
Did he have lung cancer, Rich?
He did. He had lung cancer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for those people who want to sue, I say, go ahead. Take your best shot, because they were lying to you. They were having doctors come on the television and tell you that it was healthy. They knew from a very, very early on that it was not healthy. But
any little kids that are smoking thinking, oh, I can sue in a few years when I need to cover my health costs?
Well,
no, we know now.
We know now, but now they have these e-cigarettes.
Right. That'll be the next big thing.
Yeah, and yesterday.
People think they're safe.
People do think they're safe. Let me tell you something. The jury is out, and there's already information to say, okay, maybe it's not the same as a tobacco cigarette, but it is not safe.
Now, have you had people trying to smoke in your workplace with those before,
no.
Rich? Because we have a couple people that use them, and I catch them using them at work because you can't smell them. So you kind of like, you know, I have one guy who does it all the time. It smells, and he uses the flavor, so I can catch him. It smells like cotton candy. It smells like you're going
really?
To a circus. But, you know, what are the laws? Are there going to be new laws
in the
workplace?
Yeah. So,
how do you legislate that?
You and I are both management of our companies. What would you do? What would you say to somebody? I mean, you obviously have it going on. I would probably say, hey, listen, man, take it outside. You know,
because with these vaporizer pens, I don't think what people realize, you can smoke marijuana in them at work, and people don't have any idea
really?
What's going on.
I didn't know that.
You could have employees just, you know, smoking away right now that you don't. I mean, you don't even know. They can go to the bathroom. They can go to, you know, an office. It doesn't smell like
radio.
Real. You know, and marijuana, normally people can't sneak that at work, or, you know, you can smell
right.
the skunk. But it's a whole different thing with the vaporizing pen.
Well, the thing that caught me over the weekend was I rode past our local 7-Eleven in the neighborhood shopping center. You know, where the kids ride their bikes up to, and they, you know, they go hang out and skateboard and ride bikes around and everything. Big sign right outside the 7-Eleven, like a 3x6 sign. E-cigarettes, all different flavors.
Yeah.
Totally marketing to kids.
And that's how you can get them, because they are doing every flavor in the book, you know.
Right.
Cherry and grape and buttered popcorn and whatever else they have. They've like tons of them.
And that's kind of what they did with cigarettes. They had commercials with the Flintstones advertising for cigarettes in
right.
the early 60s.
Yeah.
And remember we used to have the candy-flavored cigarettes?
Oh, yeah. I loved those candy cigarettes.
With the little red end.
Yes, I loved them. They just don't make cool candy anymore. My grandma used to give me those. My good grandma, the one that didn't smoke, well, they're both good, but the one that didn't smoke, the smoke-free one, she would hand me those things all the time. And remember the gum chewing tobacco? You know, you could chew, big league chew.
Oh, yeah. They still have that. They sell it at my son's baseball games.
One of the really interesting things about this case in Florida is that the Florida Supreme Court has let stand. They have ruled that the jury's findings are correct, that cigarettes are defective, dangerous, and cause disease, and big tobacco is negligent. That's something that they can't go against anymore, that they can't relitigate in another lawsuit.
Interesting.
So that means that everybody
else... They're open season on, yeah.
Yeah, it's open season on R.J. Reynolds.
And I think you're right. It all has to do with the timing. In the 70s, you sure, you know, anybody who's still around that's got that, watch out. Does this put them out of business, do you think?
It could. They're going to try. I mean, they're of course going to try and appeal this, so they don't have to pay anything out right
mm-hmm.
now, and it'll get tied up. But more lawsuits will coming. This will keep them in court for. I would think they'd be in court for the foreseeable future.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, this one would have a tough time. But she's been on it for 20 years. She's not going to let it go. So, you know, hopefully she'll follow through and get something. You know, I'm not one to personal responsibility. You knew it was bad for you.
Yeah, exactly. I would be actually against this if it happened now. But if it is something, you know, where people maybe didn't know.
Back then, yep, take a shot. Let's get it. So,
yeah.
All right, it's 40 past the hour, 20 minutes to the next hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, HBO, and internet at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Thanks for calling Consolidated Credit Counseling Services. Can I help you?
I sure hope so. I'm in debt.
Is it credit card bills?
Yes. I have 2 credit cards that I'm making minimum payments on and another that I'm behind on. I owe about $5,000.
What interest rates are you paying?
Between 18 and 22%.
At that rate, it'll take over 20 years to pay off.
Wow. 20 years?
What Consolidated Credit can do is work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. You should be able to pay everything off in 3 or 4 years.
What do I have to do?
Just give me some details. And get ready to celebrate your freedom from debt.
We're Consolidated Credit. We're here to give you freedom from debt. Call now for your free consultation.
If I had known it was this easy, I would have called years ago.
Call 1-800-897-8374. 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boss beer, pretty awesome, man. Stick with Boston.
Coming up on 45 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. The Israeli Defense Forces announced Sunday evening that 13 Israeli soldiers from the Golani Brigade were killed since Saturday night fighting in Gaza. So we wanted to get an update on what's going on in Israel. And First Lieutenant Libby Weiss is joining us, Jennifer.
Yeah, she's responsible for all kinds of all media platforms, print, magazine, television, radio. And she's a coordinator for all public affairs cooperation with the Public Affairs Department of the United States European Command of the U.S. Armed Forces. That is a mouthful. First Lieutenant Libby Weiss, welcome to the Good Day Show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So bring us up to date. What's going on? A lot of people have been out of touch over the weekend. What's happening over there?
Of course. We are now on the 14th day of this operation that was started just about 2 weeks ago, about 3.5 days into the ground incursion into Gaza. And as you mentioned, we last night had quite a number of casualties, 13 soldiers that were killed in an exchange with Hamas in the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm. Now, most of this mission is to try and destroy these tunnels from Gaza into Israel, and that's how they shuttle a lot of their weapons and troops, right?
Exactly. We've seen really in the last year that Hamas, the terror organization, has really transformed Gaza into a hub for terror activity. We've seen just in the last 2 weeks nearly 2,000 rockets that have been fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel. There are 2,000 rockets comes out to here to be about a rocket every 4 minutes that's launched towards the Israeli civilian population here. And we know that Hamas is actively building up its terror assets, really hiding them in the heart of civilian areas within the Gaza Strip, and using tunnels, as you mentioned, really advanced engineering feats almost, are these tunnels which are being dug from the Gaza Strip with the idea to really allow a straight channel for terrorists to cross from Gaza into Israel.
See, I don't get that. How does I see how they can build a tunnel in Gaza? But once they get into Israel, isn't there some way for you guys to know?
Right, okay, do they have help?
They're underneath of us right now before they can actually build the tunnel. And how are they building? I mean, doesn't that make a lot of noise? And, you know.
Well, we've seen in the last couple of years that Hamas has really developed this into a craft. These are tunnels. It's important to know these are not kind of rudimentary tunnels that are built out of out of mud or out of soil. We're talking about tunnels that, in the Gaza side, are built either in homes, in buildings, really something that would be above any type of surveillance or observation. And these are advanced tunnels. They work on them for a long time. A lot of effort and a lot of time is invested in developing and building these tunnels, with the exact idea of doing so beyond anyone's ability to recognize them until we see an opening or until we get intelligence information, there's activities associated with them. And there are a lot of these tunnels. There are many, many tens and tens of tunnels that are being built. So our job is to try and to eliminate them and destroy them once we know that they're posing a serious threat to the civilian population.
That's my question. As someone, as an outsider who is watching this on the news, and it's horrifying when you hear those sounds. And what is it like for your civilian population? Do they just stay out of certain areas? I mean, everybody seems very calm and collected on the street when they hear these sirens going. What is the feeling there when this type of action is going on?
Well, unfortunately, many Israelis had to grow accustomed to life under the threat of rocket fire, which is something that's even sad to have to say. But certainly the residents in Israel south are used to it. The cities along the Gaza border, every bus station is a bomb shelter. Every child playground also has a bomb shelter built in. There's an understanding that this is a reality and a threat that we face. And in the last 2 weeks, we've had nearly 2,000 rockets that have been fired, meaning residents now not only in the south part of Israel, close to the Gaza Strip, residents in Jerusalem, residents in Tel Aviv have now started to have to understand what to do under these circumstances, to know where the nearest bomb shelter is, to know safety precautions when they're out driving. It's really something that has changed everybody's daily life and daily routine, especially in the summer months when generally you have kids playing outside and families taking trips. It's really something that's changed everyday life here.
Any movement over the weekend in negotiations, the truce or the...
Well, there have been several, since actually the start of this operation 2 weeks ago, there have been at least four attempts at the ceasefire that Israel has accepted each and every time. Hamas, on all of those accounts, has rejected any attempts at a ceasefire, any attempts at de-escalation, even windows of humanitarian assistance that were called upon in the Gaza Strip. In all of these examples, Hamas has continued firing its rockets on the Israeli civilian population and has continued to attack Israeli soldiers.
William,
so it gives us an indication that Hamas is interested in really terrorizing the Israeli public.
We only have 30 seconds left. Who's paying for all these rockets that they're firing? That's a lot of money.
So part of these rockets are developed domestically within the Gaza Strip, but also the advanced long-range rockets are coming from Syria and Iran. So Hamas has quite a bit of help from very well-experienced friends in this operation.
All right. Well, Lieutenant Weiss, we appreciate you coming on and updating us. Godspeed and keep low. We wish you all the best.
Thank
you very much. It's 51 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
As you listen now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the overview of what's going on medically. There are a lot of stories every week and is up on them. One of the concerns people have is the fate of Henry Kissinger, who had some heart surgery. What's the story there? You're a cardiologist. What do you make of this?
Doug, this is an important story for all of us. My father in 2006 had the same problem I think that's going on with Henry Kissinger, and the procedure that I believe Henry Kissinger underwent was not available to my father. It was considered very experimental then. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is being reported that he underwent heart surgery to replace an aortic valve at a New York hospital this past Tuesday. I think the diagnosis was aortic stenosis. This is obstruction of the exit door of the heart. And right now we have two basic treatments for this. Aortic valve replacement, this is traditionally the approach. It's an open heart surgery. But what I think he underwent is this brand new procedure called transcatheter aortic valve replacement, which doctors abbreviate as TAVR, T-A-V-A-R. It's much less invasive. TAVR involves replacing the aortic valve with a prosthetic valve via the femoral artery in your leg or the left ventricular apex of your heart. TAVR is usually reserved for individuals at increased risk of complications from aortic valve surgery, such as a 91-year-old gentleman like Henry Kissinger.
91. All right. Well, I guess you'll hold a good thought for him as much as anything else. And by the way, when you're treating patients, thoughts are things, prayers. How often do you see that the invasion of good thoughts on people that you're treating from the family, friends, and stuff help them out?
Absolutely. Very helpful.
Yeah. Okay. Alzheimer's care. One-third of those who are under treatment might not need to be under treatment, it would appear.
This is great news that one-third of Alzheimer cases are actually preventable, and this study identified seven risk factors we all need to know. This is out of the Lancet Neurology this week. About one-third of Alzheimer's disease cases are preventable. The study identified seven risk factors, which lack of exercise topped the list. list, the 7 top risk factors for developing Alzheimer's disease, 1 lack of exercise, 2 diabetes, 3 high blood pressure in middle age, 4 obesity in middle age, 5 depression, 6 smoking, and 7 low education.
And there's a great list of supplements that are supposed to be great for keeping your head, your brain working, a lot of fish oil, that kind of stuff. Vitamin E was there. There's always a concern because of something that you and I talked about any number of years ago about vitamin E.
You don't want to take a supplement more than 200 milligrams of vitamin E because it can actually damage the heart, lead to heart failure if you take more than that. If you want to get a lot of vitamin E, take it in natural food. Wheat germ's a great supplement.
Nickel in the iPad causes rashes.
Just when I thought we were safe, this is out of the medical journal Pediatrics. Unexplained rash, check your iPad. Turns out the popular tablet computer Doug may contain nickel, one of the most common allergy-inducing metals. Nickel allergies can come from a variety of personal electronic devices, including laptops and cell phones. Besides the iPad, nickel rashes, they require treatment with steroids and antibiotics if the skin eruptions become infected. A protective case around the iPad, the good news is, will prevent the rash. Nickel rashes also have been traced to other common products, including some jewelry, eyeglass frames, and zippers.
Really? All right, 10 seconds on niacin for high cholesterol.
New England Journal of Medicine, niacin does not reduce the risk of heart attack or stroke in people with high cholesterol, but it does boost the risk of death when combined with a statin. Statin therapy should be the leading drug-based approach to cutting cholesterol, and niacin should be reserved for high-risk patients who are unable to tolerate the statins.
You've almost convinced me to start on a statin.
There's always hope.
There is. All right, speaking of hope, PT9. For those who have prostate problems or don't want to have them.
Gentlemen, imagine a good night's sleep, less urge, less frequency. All you want is normal. Finally, join millions of men experiencing normal life once again with the revolutionary all-natural prostate health formula, PT9 from Chamonix. Listen to Richard from Virginia, who is thankful he found PT9. He says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been very effective with less trips to the bathroom, and I've already recommended this product to friends. He says, I love that all the ingredients are all natural, and I trust Chamonix and their products. PT9 has a wealth of benefits: healthy prostate, normal flow, complete bladder emptying, healthy testosterone levels, and more. PT9 is backed by science, so it's guaranteed to work.
Guaranteed or your money back. PT9, 800-543-5817. Call them now and get a good night's sleep. All right, you ready again for the important number? And I give you the, I don't know that I get. Oh, wait a minute. Here's the right number. Hello. 800-811-6931 for PT9.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.